Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlight, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. There's so much stress going on in the world today. I mean, just if everything's going good in your life, the way the culture is today, if you're the typical American family, I mean, everybody's making demands. There was a day that, as children, they would say, "You're here, but you're really not here." They would say, right. You know, be present, but be silent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then they would honor the parents and go, you know, they would play with stuff like Lincoln Logs. You know? Mm-hmm. Simple, like I had one toy, I think. No, it's just joking. Little humor, Ma. And you would play, you know, you would just busy yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we normally would go out to the neighborhood, and depending if you're in the city, you know, you played with the fire hydrant, or if you're in the country, you went out into the woods, and if you were in Second Street, you play with guns. And I would say I was joking about that, but that's pretty accurate. But Pat's been saved since then. It was a BB gun, and the clerk shouldn't have been sleeping anyway.
Had to wake him up.
Hey, oh my goodness, anyway. Dear Lord! If you're listening today, that was Pat, and so. But sometimes you could get so busy in life, and people just say, you're supposed to be busy. You're supposed to be busy, 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 busy. And people, you know, say, hey, you know, you need to slow down a little bit, but they tell you, you know, you need to do something else. And there's one thing that we don't do if we don't do this. And if you do it, you're missing it. I can't remember the artist, but he and I can't sing it. Lionel Harris.
Who?
Lionel Harris. It's way different.
Must be.
Than your
Let it
genre.
Go, man. Let it go.
This is not a country and western artist. I'm sorry.
I wouldn't know. I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, it's not a country western. Anyway, right. So, and he wrote the song called I Miss My Time With You. The word of God, you know, the word of the song says, you know, I miss my time with you, those moments together we used to spend with each other each day. Now you say you're too busy, busy trying to serve me. But how can you serve me when your spirit's empty? There's a longing in my heart, wanting more than just a part of you. Yes, it's true. I miss my time with you. And one of the main callings that God has called you into his family is for a personal abiding relationship, fellowship. That is the number one thing. God wants fellowship with you. He created men for fellowship. Men fell in the garden, but he got fellowship back through his son. God, think about it. The creator of the universe wants to spend time with you. He wants you to share your heart, and if we turn it into some religious thing like, I'm making my petitions known, as like, hey, I'm your friend. You don't have to call it petitions. Just tell me what's going on in your life. Petition number one, my car's broke down. Petition number two, my husband's broke down. Just a little humor out there. And versus going, you know, can't chill. You know, that if we forget about that, then we forget about that you've got, even in the busyness and the hecticness of doing something good, you can't miss your fellowship with God. Even Jesus said, give me a minute. I mean, think about it. Even Jesus who came to, he loves us so much. I mean, I think you're walking with him every day in his ministry. You know, you're on the circuit. He's covering all the different cities and stuff. So you're traveling from place to place. And they just know this is what he does here, and this is what he does this, and this is what he's going. All of a sudden, one day they're looking for him. They couldn't find him. You know, have you seen Jesus? No, this is not. I'm not talking about when he's 13. I'm talking about when he's moving in his 3 years of ministry. And so finally he shows up in their perspective, and they're like, where were you? I was spending time with the Father. Even Jesus had to say, give me a minute. You know, all that we have and all that we can do comes from our personal abiding relationship with Jesus Christ. You can be very religious. Without that, you can be very dogmatic. You can be very nice, potentially, for a limited amount of time. But when it comes to anointing, when it comes to you know, really being the real thing, that's God coming out of you towards other people. That's the presence of God. What you encounter with your time alone with Him. That's what's affecting folks. It's not. I'm sure you're smart and highly intelligent, and you have all this great way to say things. I mean, your semantics are like out of this world. But the truth is, that doesn't last long. Not in God's kingdom. It's going to be, did you spend time with God? When they saw the disciples, these are men that said, give me a minute. Mm-hmm. But these are fishermen, tax collectors, doctors. And when they showed up, they said, these guys have been with God. These guys understood they needed to be able to take a minute. Mm-hmm. Because they didn't say that man was with God, but this one wasn't. The people who were Jesus' disciples that showed up, they said, they took note that these guys have been with God. I mean, think about that. That's huge. Huh. And if that's what you're created for, and you're not, even if Jesus said, give me a minute, and you're a mother and you're running yourself ragged, and there's two things could be going on. One is you're trying to seek your family's approval. Could be a couple things. You're trying to seek your family's approval, and you want to do all this stuff so they praise you, and you're running yourself ragged, and now they're grumbling against you because now you're working on your last nerve. And you know what I'm saying? And you're trying to earn their love instead of love God, and God empower you to love your family. Mm-hmm. And now it's turned on you because you're trying to do it in your own strength. But if you'll take a minute and spend time with God and abide with Him, He'll give you the desires of your heart and your ability to love your family the way that He designed you to. You know, or potentially, you know, you think your family should be a certain way. And so you're spending all your time. I don't have time to leave my eyes off my family because I want them to do this and I want them to do that and I want them to do this. Like, what are you doing? You need a minute. Take a minute. Mm-hmm. Right? And that's what the coach would say, you know, when you're playing a sport, like, take a minute or take a lap.
Take a lap. Yeah. Take, you know. More like it.
Right. I'm just on the bench, you know. Anyway, take a break. But, you know, that important thing about taking a minute, and there's this movie, I can't remember the name of it, but it was done with a father and his son, and he taught his son to take a minute, to take a knee. And it's truly a father and a son, and they're actors, and it got bad ratings on the movie, but you know me, I liked it. Yeah. Kind of concept. And he had to remember the wisdom of the father to be able to do and fight the things he had to fight, and fear was what he was fighting. Mm-hmm. And so he was about to lose it. The son was about to lose it. And his father had a radio communication with him. And he just said, take a knee. Take a knee. And then everything, the wisdom that his father had given him, came back to him at that moment. And then he began to apply it. And he was able to defeat fear. Because the fear was in him, but he had to be able to defeat the enemy. And every single day, the Lord will give you the wisdom. The wisdom to defeat the enemy. He's already won already. He is the one who designed and created everything, including you. He's the one holding everything together, including you. He's the one that blesses the work of your hands and other men's work of their hands. He is the one. I mean, why would you not? And he's the one that loves you and that has mercy in for you and that will give you grace to do what you have to do. And he'll even forgive and forget your sins. I mean, come on now. Why would you want to spend some time with him? Religion has convinced you that you don't need to take a minute. But I want to encourage you every single day, take a few moments, not just a minute, but take a knee, humble yourself. And you can do it simply by just sitting in a chair, pulling out your Bible, pulling out a journal, and spend some time with God. I don't care if you have 50 kids or 3 kids, or I don't care if you have cantankerous children. Everybody's got a child that's going to do something every now and then. I don't care if your spouse is, you know, whatever, or your employer is whatever, or your state's going a certain way, your country's going a certain way. God is there. He's present. And if Jesus had to take a minute, and he's the salvation of all mankind, I mean, he's dialoguing, unblocked dialogue with his Father, God, creator of the universe. I mean, it's not blocked and hindered like a lot of our conversations are because of, you know, who we are and our sin nature and different things going on. But he took a minute to be with him. And you can think, oh, I got to go gas up. If some people say, you got to go to church, you got to get gassed up, gas up your tank, gas up your tank. It's like, is that what you call my relationship with you, is getting gas? You know, get charged up enough, you know, charge your battery so you can make it a week. Or versus like, you know, I miss my time with you. Those moments together. You say you're too busy. Busy trying to serve me? But how can you serve me when your spirit's empty? And then this song, he says, there's a longing in my heart. This is God talking to you. For wanting more than just a part of you. This is God saying, hey, it's true. I miss my time with you. And think about that. He created you for fellowship. He created me for fellowship. In other words, if all you get is the fellowship part of your purpose, you've succeeded in the context of that. But if you get your fellowship right with God, guess what? Your discipleship will follow because you'll want to do what your friend wants you to do. I mean, you're going to want to do what your father asks of you. You'll find out he's a good friend. And you'll only, I mean, you'll the biggest thing where one time, you know, when you get this, your battle would be like, all I want to do is be with you. Mm-hmm. And you'll leave that moment like Jesus did to go be with the disciples when he said, I know y'all's heart. I can't tell you everything, you know, around those folks. And so he had to leave that intimate time with the Father to go do the Father's work. But he would come back to that and talk to the Father. And it gets to the point where, you know, you could spend the rest of your life just you and God. And that's a dangerous thing because if you're a friend of God, he commands us to go and let other people know that he wants the same relationship with them. Mm-hmm. So then you have that tension between, oh, I need to leave. I'll never forget when I was abiding with God one time. And it's like, it's just nothing like him. He's just revealing himself to you. And you're writing, you're talking, and listening. And there was somebody's house got on fire. And I'm like, I need to stop this and go help this fire, put this fire out. You know? But it was literally, I mean, that's how awesome his presence is. Mm-hmm. So I had to think, I had to say, okay, I understand. It's right for me to walk away from this awesome encounter to go help a neighbor, for example, put out a fire in their life. But that should be the tension. The tension shouldn't be, oh, I have to leave, you know, all this stuff and things and fires in my life to go spend 5 minutes with God. Mm-hmm. It should be the other way around. I'm spending all this time with God so that I have the grace and the anointing and the ability to just quickly step out, do whatever he wants and whatever needs to be done, and then to come back into fellowship with him. I'm telling you, we're designed for this. Mm-hmm. I could spend the rest of my life if that's what he wanted for me. And we'll spend eternity like that. But he's really that awesome. I mean, he really is. And there's so much to him. You can never, people think you know everything about God. You don't know. I mean, he's constantly revealing himself to us. And he's just amazing. But do you even take a minute to be with him? Are you more than Jesus Christ? I mean, Jesus even took a minute. He took the time to be with the Father. His relationship was so strong, obviously, with the Father. He did nothing and said nothing unless he already heard in his relationship with the Father. The plans were already drawn out for what he was going to do. And when he talked openly to God in front of folks, he said, I'm doing this for their benefit. We've already talked already. Right? He prayed out loud and he says, you know, for those that are listening, I'm just talking to you so they can go, like, this is what you do. You talk to the Father and you spend time. So I want to encourage you today. You might be really busy, and life is really hectic. If you let it take a hold of you, it won't let you go. But if you just submit yourself to God and say, you know, God, I want this relationship with you. I want to begin to abide with you. I want to take a minute. Every day, I want to take a moment to be with you. I understand now that I was created for fellowship with you. I want that thing in my heart that you have in your heart. I want to miss my time with you. I want to long for those moments together. We have a simple plan to help you, by the way, if that's what you want to do. If you want to take that step, what you were created for, it's at iabide.org. You have iPhones and iPads. It's at iabide.org. A very simple plan for you that'll begin you on a journey that even children, 9, 10, 13 years old, as a matter of fact, just this last Sunday, the VFN Dream Center stands up and begins to speak what God has shared with him and made known to him in a powerful way. But it's what he heard from the one who he abides with. God wants to make his secrets known to you if you'll respond to what I'm talking about. It's at iabide.org. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.